chapter 35, Genesis chapter number 35. If you look with me in the good word of God tonight, and this is a few verse or two, I'll try to read and say a few things tonight in Genesis chapter number 35 and verse 1. The Bible said, and God said, that right there is a good text, and God said, He said unto Jacob, arise and go to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. And so Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, which is Bethel. He and all his, the people that were with him. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God had appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. You read that back in the book of Genesis, I think chapter 27, where Jacob fled, thank God, from his brother. And there, chapter 28, when God showed himself, and remember, there was a ladder up to heaven. Remember, all the angels was descending around that. And remember that dream Jacob had, and the Bible said, he said, surely God's in this place. And so Jacob, thank God, anointed that stone and said, this is called the Bethel, the house of God. Anytime you see a word Beth in the Bible, it means the house of. El means God. And so the house of God. And Jacob, thank God, I don't know exactly how many years it was from that time. We know it had to be over 20 years. Thank God that he was not, that he had went to Bethel. And then, of course, he spent years in Laban's house. And now after God delivers him from the hand of Laban, he comes out and God says, go back to Bethel. A lot of times in the Christian life, you just got to go back. Amen. And there are some things that you need to go back to. I thought the church there at Ephesus, he said, thank God, do your first works. In other words, go back to loving me the way you began loving me. And it's always been like that. Thank God we get too busy sometime. We're not sitting at the feet of God. And we need to get back to these things. If there's going to be a revival, there's nothing, thank God, fancy to say about it. But we just need to get back to some things and be revived by God in our own heart. Because God's the one that does it. And we just need plainly to get to God. The word El Bethel means the house of God. Bethel means the house of God. The word El Bethel means the God of the house. El means God. Bethel means house. And he said he called it El Bethel, which was God of the house. I've never met anybody that had a spiritual life that did not love Bethel. Amen. Everybody saved that's really spiritual in their own mind loves Bethel. They love the house of God. They love to meet with God's people. They love to meet with God. When he got back there, he said, now you dwell here. Amen. I understand and know that we can't dwell, thank God, in here every day. But the thing of it is, we in a New Testament body has the indwelling Holy Ghost, thank God, that gives us the ability to dwell in God and walk in God and have that power with God. I'll say this tonight, though. Amen. When there's assembly meeting together as we meet, thank God, there's a desire to be in the house of God. I tell you, that was one of the first desires God gave me after I got saved. I didn't have a lot of instruction from anybody. That's just natural or supernatural. Can I say that God put in me? I don't want to be with the saints of God. Amen. Nobody didn't have to give me a speech. Nobody had to come and say, preacher, now, I wasn't a preacher then, or brother, you need to get in the house of God. It's just something God did. I took the pathway that I really didn't have nobody really guiding me but God. Amen. I got saved, and thank God I just started looking for a Baptist or a Bible preaching church where I could get the Word of God. And it wasn't nobody telling me I had to do that. It was God that told me I had to do that or needed to do that. And so I find the night, thank God, if a man's ever going to do anything for God, he better hook himself to the house of God. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of God. Amen. I'm not looking to get out of the house of God, even though we become weary and well-doing sometime, and we get tired and faint somewhat. Amen. I didn't come tonight just to do my duty. Amen. I tell you, sometimes we do our duty, but I didn't come to do my duty. I come that I might dwell with you in fellowship and enjoy the good presence of God and have a meeting here tonight. Hey, God, a lot of people's living by duty, friend. I know the Ecclesiastes writer said that we don't need to do the duty of man, but we don't just live by duty. I tell you, duty's a good thing, but when you can do it by love, it's a whole lot easier to want to do things when you it flows from your life. Amen. We get bogged down sometimes. I don't know anybody that don't. If they're honest with God and honest with themselves, there's times they just get bogged down and they get weary and they'd rather not come. Amen. That's just the flesh. Well, the flesh is like that. Hey, God, the flesh don't never tell you not to go to a place you enjoy in the flesh. But the devil, he'll fight you tooth and nail to keep you from being where God's at. Because he knows where God's at, there's help. And so God tells Jacob to go to Bethel. And also, can I say this tonight? He said, when you get there, build an altar. Listen, nobody ever comes to an altar without an offering. Amen. Every time they built an altar in the Old Testament, they brought a sacrifice and put it on that altar. Amen. That was something to bring to God. Amen. God don't need what we got, but God chooses to have what we got as a gift to God. I know God gave us a gift through Christ, but we're to give back to Him ourselves. And so we offer ourselves to Him on the altar. And therefore the altar is a place of sacrifice. The altar is a place of offering. I believe in the Bible, thank God, when you look at Noah after he built an altar, after he got on the other side of the ark, praise God, he offered up some things to God. And the Bible said there was a sweet smell to him, that God liked what they did. God liked what they said. I want to tell you something about it, no matter who does it. God loves you to offer up some things to Him. Thank God, willfully and sacrificially. Thank God, God will bless you through that. And when we don't do it, I tell you, God is not going to put the blessing on you. Amen. We're already blessed in Christ. Everything we have tonight is done. Amen. We don't have to do it, thank God, because, my friend, it's not done. It's already done. I'm going to tell you this tonight. When you come to the house of God, the table's already full, friend. Amen. Everything Jesus did is already complete. Amen. It is finished. Amen. There's not one work you had to do. Thank God, my friend. Every work that's been done, He come to do. But the thing of it is, and when we apply ourselves to obedience through the Word of God and do what God says, I'm telling you, the blessing will come. We say tonight, preacher, why? Thank God that we have to go back. Well, let me ask you this. Why did Mary and Joseph have to go back? Thank God to find where the Lord was. He was 12 years old, sitting in the temple, 1 year from being classified as a male, a man in the Jewish race. Amen. They had to go, praise God. Every year, them males did actually become 13 years of old. And they went, thank God, to them, the Passover. They went, thank God, and presented themselves before the Lord. Here Jesus sits in a temple. Mary and Joseph's going on the journey. Amen. They're going down the road like He was just in their company. It says, supposing Him to be with them. How many times do we suppose Him to be with us? And He really wasn't around us. Amen. Thank God. Here they journey on. They go a day's journey and they get to looking for Him. I can hear Mary now saying, where's Jesus at? I can hear Joseph say, I don't know. Have you seen Him? No, I hadn't seen Him. Thank God. They go back to the kinfolk. Thank God, and acquaintances, and said, have you seen Him? And they said, we hadn't seen Him. That's about the way it is today. You probably couldn't find Him in most kinfolk. Amen. They wouldn't know where He's at. Amen. They said, we got to go back and find Him. I'll tell you this. They left Him a day. It took them 3 days. Amen. To get back to where He's at. I want to tell you this, and this is the God's truth. Amen. It don't take you long to miss Him, but it takes you a while to get back. Thank God what you lost and where He's at. And I'm telling you, it's going to take time. Where you get out is what you got, where you got to get back in.
Canaan. Why do you think God told Jacob to go back to Bethel? That's the place, thank God, that God showed up upon him. And maybe it was a place, a picture of salvation. I don't know. But I do know, thank God, when he got, amen, there, he said, you go back to Bethel. You get back to the place where I met you at. I'm telling you, thank God, it'd do us all good tonight to find out where we met God at. Where we met him years ago in the prayer room. Where we met him years ago in a Bible study. Where we met him years ago in the house of God where we testified. Where the man of God preached. Where the son, thank God, the anointing of God on me. I'm telling you, it'd do us good to go back. We need God tonight more than anything else. And we're going to have to act upon it. He had to do some things for he could get back. And thank God he did, my friend. What it took to get back to Bethel, amen. That's right. I'll tell you what he had to do. He had to build an altar. And he had to give up his strange God. Now we're getting down to personal things. That's right. What do you know in your own personal life that's keeping you from the altar? And I'm going to tell you this. I'm an honest preacher. Boy, I've had a battle lately with the world. And I'm not talking about this completely living in the world, but I'm talking about the tax of it and the drawing of it. Now, I know this, and you know this. The longer you're saved, the more you learn things, and the more you learn to do things. But the thing of it is, you can't live like it. There's only one way to God, and that's His way. And there's listen tonight. Jesus said Himself, He said, you cannot serve God and mammon. Now, I could add anything to that. I'm not adding to the verse. You can't serve God and what the flesh wants. You can't serve God in the world. You can't serve God in yourself. You can't serve God. I guess you got to give them things up. Thank God they came out. Rachel, amen, took her own daddy's image. Remember that? Thank God they come in the camp. They tried to find the image. Remember that? Laban wanted to find it. Thank God Rachel sat on it. Remember that? Amen. And she said, you know, in the custom, it wouldn't be ladylike me to stand. And he went through her tent and didn't find nothing. But she was sitting on it. Somewhere in our life, there's something that's going to plague us. Thank God that we need to get rid of. Because we'll not get back to God without getting rid of what's hindering us from getting to God. Amen. I've done it before. Probably you have too. We played the system. If I can use that and say, yeah, I pray, yeah, I read my Bible, yeah, I go to the house of God, but I still got this little something in my life. Amen. It might not be that bad to me, but it's bad to God, bad to my walk with God, and therefore I can't get back to where I used to be. Oh, God, help us. I remember, how many times can we say remember? Amen. I remember. I remember when I prayed an hour. I remember. Thank God when I had the zeal of God, and I had the power of God, I had the fire of God, but now son's put the fire out. Amen, God. I said, thanks, stir up your pure mind. How? By the way of remembrance. We remember them days. We remember when we testified. We remember when we sang with the Holy Ghost. We remember when we preached, taught, whatever we did. Amen, we done it, thank God. Amen, the first day you got saved, the happiest day you had. But it ought to be going further. Amen, I had a good day to day. Thank God, friend, because of the Holy Ghost. But I'll tell you, you can have a good day every day if you'll live in God with contentment. But Jacob and them had to get rid of these things out there tonight, brethren. Thank God, you're not going to get rid of everything in your house. Amen, brother. That woman said she had a pot of oil, and that's what saved her and the boys. But I will say this, God ain't telling you, thank God, to go home and get rid of everything in your house. Amen, we kicked things out before and got them back with the boy, we got them kicked out. That's not the issue, friend. The issue's what's in your heart and what you need to do toward God and get back to Bethel. Thank God. Oh, to God, what would it be like if we had an old time prayer meeting? I remember when I first started preaching. Amen. I remember getting up in the mornings at 5 o'clock. Thank God, and laboring in prayer for, thank God, 2 hours. Amen. Go to the church house. Didn't know my text is going to do now. And thank God to stand and say, God, told me to tell you this, that people melt in their seat and God touches people's hearts, and I know it's of God, not of myself. Amen, God. And God's more powerful in your praying than He is in my preaching, than He is, praise God, in your teaching. And God, brethren, prayer is the key. If we're going to get back to Bethel, we're going to build an altar and get rid of what's keeping us, thank God, from getting with God. Amen. Some of y'all used to be on fire for God, but tonight you're just church entity. A form of God is denying the power thereof. We know the formula. We know when to say amen. We know when to shake our head. But the thing of it is, down deep inside, thank God, where the real stuff is, we're not where we need to be. We've let things get our life. Jacob, if you're going to go back to Bethel, you got to get rid of them strange gods and them images and all them things. Thank God tonight, brethren. I'm not trying to bring the guilt trip on you. Thank God if you give it. You say, preacher, what house should I go by? I'll tell you how to go by. Thank God if the heart don't condemn you. Amen. Go with it. But if the heart condemns you, thank God you got to do something about it. Because you don't have no confidence toward God if your heart's condemning you to death. Amen. That's right. And so you got to get clean. He had to clean his house up. You know, they had to change their garments. Amen. Somebody said, it don't matter what I wear. What we wear portrays who we are. Amen. And I'm not talking about suit and ties. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Christ. Well, we're putting on Christ. That's the thing. Really, friend, it ain't the white shirt I got on tonight, nor the tie. It ain't it. It's what I put on daily with the sweet loving kindness of God in my soul that I put on today to love people, love God, and not have a hard heart, not to have a cold heart. Oh, God, help us not to have a cold heart. That's one of the most dangerous things you can get, Justin, is a cold heart. One of the most dangerous things I can get is a cold heart. That we can't weep. We can't pray. We can't get a hold of God. Our heart's cold. You know what calluses and gets our heart cold is sin. That's what does it. Sin. Amen. Indwelling sin. Amen. God forgives a man when he confesses sin. And he forsakes sin. Hey, God. I'm talking about, thank God, you got to change your garments. Amen. You've been living too much like Joel. Thank God, we need to live like Jesus. And brother, when you change your garments, there'll be a difference in how you live your life. Amen. That's right. So they went back to Bethel. Oh, what a good chapter here. God was, you know, God favored Jacob. Wasn't nothing he foreseen in him, but just the goodness of God. He said, let us rise after they put away the strange gods and change their garments and make there an altar unto God. Notice this, who answered me in the day of my distress. Boy, you remember what God did for you? You go back in your own memory. I'm telling you, memory's a great thing. I mean, you can think back tonight. Thank God, some of y'all was brought up in the house of God, and people loved you, and praise God, and heard the Word of God, and the Holy Ghost helped you. Thank God, buddy. I'm telling you what. Amen. How old are you now? 19 years old. Amen. You've been in church all your life. Amen. As a little old boy. Amen. You're still set here. You know why? It's a pattern they taught you. Not only a pattern they taught you, a pattern they showed you by the way they lived. Amen. Grandpa taught you that. I preached this morning up there about Grandmother Lois and Mother Eunice. And thank God Timothy had the same stuff. An unfeigned faith. Amen. It's without hypocrisy. It's a sure and sincere. Thank God. That could be. I'm saying he saw the last of it. And if you don't live it in front of me, you believe it. Amen. That's right. And they got back. And again, they took care of them gods and earrings. And they journeyed. God got upon them cities around them. And the Bible said in verse 10, he built there an altar. Called it El Bethel. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, I don't live in the past, but I got memory of the past. I learned from the past. But I'm telling you, there's something in me tonight. Thank God, it's been calling in my heart. How close you want to get to God. How much does it mean to you? How much does the power of God mean to you? How much does this closeness of God mean to you? It's got to mean something to you tonight. Amen. God told me the other day, He said, Joel, I'm not letting you get by with them little old things you used to get by with when I winked at. He said, you're going to have to come clean of it. Amen. Thank God, I tell you what I did. This is a shame in the face of God. And it wasn't a bad sin, but to God, it hindered Him. I got ready Wednesday. I studied the Bible about a half a day. Thank God to come and preach at the house of God. I come downstairs at 5 o'clock, sat on my couch. Amen. My wife was getting ready, and I just had the little old television thing was there, and I punched that thing, and Laramie was on. Y'all know that's an old Western show. I watched 5 minutes of them. Them boys duked it out there, and when there's a duking, I tell you, the Holy Ghost was a-grieving. And He said, here, you built up this thing all day, and listened to me, prayed to me, read for me, and got something from me, and now you thank God this thing's going to hurt you. Amen. And buddy, I'm telling you, brother, I couldn't shake it. I said, God, have mercy on me. That's wicked, corrupt, vile, ungodly. God, I'm a wretch. Have mercy. God, touch me again. I don't want to go cold. Thank God, if Hollywood put chill on you. You can't mix, thank God, the world's wine in the bottle of God. Amen. Thank God, Lot drunk from the wrong bottle. He got drunk, and his daughter's laid with him. Thank God, I told God I was on the way. I said, God, you got to do something now. I got this message, and I got to preach it. And I said, I got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. I got here, and I felt about a 50%. Amen. That's right. And it finally got about 75%. That's about as far as I got. And God said, I'm going to tell you one thing, son. You got better sense, and you know me better than that. And I tell you, you got more. You've been in this thing a while, and you're not ignorant of it. And He said, why didn't you keep your mind on me? And I said, God, it's my fault. It's my mind. It's my dealings. It's my way. And God, that's what's a hindering me. And I'm telling you tonight, that's why we don't get to Bethel. That's why we don't have the prayer of God. That's why we don't have a move of God. We've mixed up with the world. We hadn't got rid of the goods that's a hindering us. I'm telling you tonight, dear neighbor, thank God the Holy Ghost, He's easily grieved. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll be honest with you. It'd be better for me sitting in that office before I ever come in and walk in and get in the pulpit probably sometime. And what I might would say, what I might would hear, the grief of the Holy Ghost. Be careful what you say to people. Be careful what you say. Listen to me. If we can't say it to edify, we need to keep our lips tight. Because what it does, it hinders people at the altar. Amen. I've done it before. I said things to people and the Holy Ghost slapped me in the heart. And said, you're not right. You ought not have done that. You see, they got back. They had to get on the altar, but they had to get rid of some things and do some things about their own self before they could get with God. And then they said, well, thank God they got everything clean. I like that word clean, don't you? I like the word clean, I'll be honest with you. I'd rather be clean than dirty, wouldn't you? I mean clean in the heart. Amen. I'm telling you, you're clean tonight. Get clean. Gotta get clean. Gotta get clean. You remember that night up on the mountain when the Holy Ghost come in? That night them girls were singing. You kind of feel it, don't you? People getting saved. You'd say, I'd like to feel that again. I was wondering if we won't pay the price to feel it again. You got to get clean. Amen. Amen. And they made an altar to God and called it El Bethel. The God of the house showed up. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. Hear me gladly. I thank God for people that come. I love you, and I'm glad you're here. God don't show up because there's a lot of people or not a lot of people. God shows up when people's hearts are toward Him, and they're willing to give it all at the altar. Give their self. That's what God wants. Just be real. Just be honest. Just tell God what it is. He knows it. Get it out. Get it confessed. Get the help of God in your life, and don't look back. The brother read it. Press toward the mark. Let's go to Bethel. Let's go to the house of God. Let's come down to get in. Get something from Him. And it'll help you. Amen. But you're gonna have, there's some things you got to do. There's some things I got to do. I've been asking God to help me. I asked Him last night and this morning. I said, God, I've figured it out. And I know what You said. There's some things I got to do if I'm going to get the God of the house to stay around where I'm at. And that's what we got to do. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing the Word. Let's pray.